Then Paul says here in verse 7, wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Now, the Spirit, therefore, gives to us an experience of being a son of God, whereby we can cry out, not just saying words or being pious, but we can say, Father. We can call God our Father because the Spirit is bearing witness with our spirit. Now, that gives us an experience of being a son of God. Now, there are a great many people today that believe that the only way you can have an experience is either by reaching a high degree of sanctification, you've got to become holy, or else you've got to seek the baptism of the Holy Spirit, as they call it. And that if you don't get up to that level, you just will never have an experience. My friend, and I'd like to say this for the encouragement of many weak and new believers, you can have an experience as the Son of God without reaching those levels, because that comes to you through faith in Jesus Christ. We move from the Word of God to experience, never from experience to truth, because everybody's experience would be different, and I'd not know whose experience to follow. I get letters of people that have had all kinds of experience, and I'd much rather follow the Word of God. There was a great preacher in this country. I take it from what I've heard about it, he's probably the greatest preacher America ever produced, and it was Paul Rader. And for some reason, I don't know the background, that Paul Rader came into a great deal of criticism because he, like any individual, wanted an experience with God. And he wanted to reach a high plane. And there have been those that said that he taught sinless perfection. And then there are others, and even members of his family, and I think they know better than anyone else, they've told me he didn't teach that. He was misunderstood. But he used certain expressions like many of us do that are misunderstood. I find that on the radio I make certain statements and I get a letter in and they say I said something. I go back and listen to it. I didn't say it at all. I was misunderstood. And I can well understand he was misunderstood. But he used some very striking expressions. One of them, one day on the platform, why, he said, that old nature that you and I have got's just like an old dead cat. Well, I like it that far. And he says, what you need to do is just reach down, get that old dead cat by the tail, and throw it from you as far as you can. And I can say amen to that. I wish I could get rid of the old nature I got there. Old Vernon McGee, I'll be honest with you, my enemy doesn't know about him what I know about him. And I want to tell you, I wouldn't mind getting rid of him. And so the crowd would always say, when he had mentioned that, they'd say amen. I'd say amen, too. I wish I could get rid of it. Well, one day on the platform, Dr. Chafer was sitting there, and Dr. Chafer came up to him after and said, Paul, you forget that that old dead cat has 9 lives, and when you throw him away today, he's going to be right back there tomorrow, and you're going to have to throw him again. You see, you and I never become wonderful saints of God. We have this experience by faith in Jesus Christ. Now, let me read it again. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, and He's the one that cries, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Now, I think that many times you and I can go along in just an average way, and we don't have an experience. Sometimes the Christian life becomes very drab and just a little monotonous. But there are times, and I think it's times when He puts us on trial, when we're really being tested, and many of you are being tested today that are listening to me. And I wish you'd hear me just for this moment, because I recall that when I was taken to the hospital to be operated on for cancer, no one was ever as frightened as I was. I'm a coward, and I just don't like hospitals. I thank God for them, but still don't like them. And I, you know, got on that funny-looking nightgown they give you that's open in the back instead of the front. And I was trying to get up in bed, and I couldn't make it. And the nurse came in and said, "What's the matter? Are you sick?" And I said, "No, I'm scared to death." And she helped me get in bed. And then I thought, when she came in and said, "We're getting you ready for the operation," I said, "Just let me have a few moments alone." And I'd visited in that hospital many times as a pastor, in fact, several hundred times. And I just did like Hezekiah. I turned my face to the wall and I said, "Lord, I want you to know that I've been here many times, and I patted people on the hand and told them that you'd be with them, and I prayed for them, and then I walked out. But I'm not walking out today. I'm going to have to stay in here and be operated on myself, and I don't know the outcome." And it was just about that time that, may I say, I just welled up, and I just said, because I had some things I wanted to tell God. I wanted to tell him how he ought to work it out. And I just said to him, "My Father, I'm in your hands. And whatever you want done, you do it. You're my Father." And I don't know, he was so wonderful to me. May I say to you, that's when he becomes a reality to you, my beloved. And we need that today. Abba, Father, the Spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. Now, I don't wish you any trouble, but I think it's generally in times of trouble that he makes himself real to us. But I do hope that if you haven't had a wonderful experience with our wonderful Heavenly Father, you might have that. And I'm not being pious when I say that either, my friend. Now, I'm going to have to move on down through here, but I probably ought to say that there have been so many other men that have testified to this. John Peyton, the great missionary down in the New Hebrides, and you can still see the effects of that man's work in that area. He went out as a young man with a young bride, and their first child was born, and the child died, and the bride died. He buried him. He was among cannibals. He sat for days there. I think it was about 2 weeks. Over that grave, keeping watch over it, keep them from digging up the bodies and eating them. And that man said, his testimony was, that if God had not made himself real to him, and if the Lord Jesus Christ had not made himself real to him, he said, "I would have gone mad." He'll make himself real to you. Paul said that he was pretty lonely over there in that Mamertine prison. But he said, "All others forsook me." But he said, "The Lord stood by me." It's wonderful to have that kind of a Father today, friends, that I don't care what happens, he's going to come in and be with you. At that time, he says, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." It's wonderful in this world today to have someone like that, and I trust you have him today.